Heute ist der Meister Jud Zayin Nissen Alf Chumayit Pesach Tavshim Pei Danet Rabbi Shlomo Hal.
So give more to the answer to everyone. Just one word of Agdol about the shiurim that one has now. You know, Chazal, Mishnah and others and other places, Chazal discredit, should we say, on Eidla Oifen, people who are Mavazos Samayadois. So the Mishnah tells us terrible things about those. We should not have a discussion exactly why that is. But I just want to understand from that, somebody is cut off from a chilek of Kali Yisrael. So those who are mechabedes amoyedos is avada bo b'mida. That from that we can understand how much a person is zeicher to his karvus, to the Ribbono Shel Olam and to kedusha by being mechabed amoyedos. And what we're doing by trying to designate the time on Yom Tov, short Chol HaMoed, and people trying to do things that we designate the whole of our Chol HaMoed for Inyonim of Yom Tov. So that's something which is a great schus in the chelik of the keep of the Yom Tov. I'd like to discuss the following shaila. This story has happened to me in two different kind of circumstances. But it's not the story which is so important, but the halachic consideration. The story was the following. The case was Amol Azai, but the story was that somebody came to the end of Yom Tov, the end of Pesach, and he put on his weekday jacket, took off his bekishen, and he put on a weekday jacket, and he saw in his pocket the shtar, the document which he had to give to the Rav to sell his chometz. He found it in his pocket, not Pesach. That was the story. The emesis happened in two instances, this story, and each one of them may be a little bit different. He found it put away, he took the document, he took it to prepare, and he never delivered it. That was one instance. There was another instance which is maybe similar, that somebody asked somebody else to go to the Rav on his behalf and sell the Chomet, so Fagastani came along, that's more Shchiach, the people come and go, this is game for me, write for me, tell him whatever it may be, and not Fagastani. The story they want to just understand, the basis that you say this is halach, it's a very interesting sugi this. And it's not so much that halach al-mais about this, although I'd like to tell you perhaps where we get to on this. But the various inyonim that come together about this, in a chilek of Hilchas Pesach, which we don't often get chance to look into properly, is this din. So the way the story happened, that he found out after Pesach, he never sold the chometz. So it's not relevant anymore as to whether he's supposed to, what on Pesach the din imo. What we're left with at the moment is the din of Chomet Sha'ovar or of Pesach. That's our consideration. If he would have found it in the middle of Yom Tov and then realized, so then we'd have a discussion, what should he do then with it? What's he supposed to do then? But that wasn't the discussion I want to discuss. It wasn't the story. Each chelik of this has a very interesting set of considerations in Halacha. But the uvda was that he found afterwards the shtar that he was supposed to give and was not given over. And the question is, what's the din of the chometz now?
Do we get to make
bittul
as well?
Oh, no, Pashas not. He said, you're asking very relevant questions. I'd like to just see what state mefurish and what we get as vita. So our consideration now is the following. We know that there's a halacha in the Gemara. Machlikus in the Gemara is Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yehuda, whether this din is deraisa, rabbono, la halacha we pass in the dina. That anybody who has kept chometz over Pesach, he wasn't allowed to. On Pesach, it is a bal yoro, bal yemotzei. Kama yisuri deraisa, there is to keep chometz on Pesach. So after Pesach, there's no longer bal yoro, there's no longer any yisuri deraisa with it, it's all over. But midrabanon is not allowed to benefit from it, not eat or benefit from chometz, which is kept over Pesach. Any chometz sha'ovro of a bal yoro is after Pesach, the din is, it's also to benefit from, you have to throw it away, you have to get rid of it. Takanos Chachomim, a Knas Chachomim. Bali was over, Bali Yoro, Bali Motzi. That's it with the Chomim. There's nothing to do with it any longer. And because of that, we have to be very careful, Taka. We have shilas sometimes amongst friar places where we don't know whether they've sold the chometz over Pesach, whether you're allowed to benefit from it after Pesach, because Yiddish chometz that was in a Yiddish ownership over Pesach, you can't benefit from it any time after Pesach. Finished. Okay. So our consideration over here is, this person had chometz, he intended to sell it, but the sale may not have taken place because he never delivered the documents, he found the documents after Pesach. So he's faced Korega now on Isru Chag with a Shaila that whatever it is, the whiskies that he wanted to sell and other chametz he wanted to sell, he has to, the consideration that we need to consider is whether now he has to get rid of it or not. So the first thing I'd like to mention halachas about this is the following. You may say that he was a Shegeik. He wanted to sell it. He wasn't amazed. He didn't hold it over Pesach willingly. He wanted to do the Mechira. He prepared the Mechira. He left it in his jacket. So the question is, b'shegeg, whether somebody who kept chometz unwittingly is also over the issa, or also is subject to the din of chometz over a Pesach. V'amav is a furush halach in Shulchan Aruch, a furush din, state then in Tov Mem Ches, Siv Gimel state, chometz over a Pesach, osa b'hanoa, afil hinich shegeg onus. Even if it was a shegeg, even if it was an onus, he wasn't able to do it. At the end of the day, he had chometz on Pesach. Chazal were koinous the fact whether he had chomos on Pesach, even if it was a shogig, or even beyond his control. That's the Issa chomos of a Pesach. So the fact that it was a shogig and he wanted to sell it, he tried to sell it, it doesn't help the Issa chomos of a Pesach, the Issa is chal b'chol oifen, even if it was a shogig koinous. So the next question we have to consider for ourselves, the question which you and Ma'oru, that maybe he did bittel. Once he's done bittel, he's not over Bali Roim in Atayra any longer. In Manatoira, somebody's Mevatel Chometz, his Yotze Din of Bali Roy, Bali Motze, but once he's done a Maisa Bittel, he's been Mekayim Tashpi. So a very good discussion in the Rishonim, which we all know what exactly Bittel is, whether Bittel means is Mafkarit, or whether Bittel means a way of the destroying the Chashivas of the Chometz, being Mevatel the Teuchen of the Chometz. Either way, the Gemara Zokdach Midereisa, but Bittel Baal Masagi. So you could suggest that this person was Mevatel Chometz, Avadi, he did his Kol Chamira, Alz Kedin, he took the Machzeh, everything the feeder said, they pushed, forgot to sell his Chometz to the Rav, but to the Goy, but he did the Bittel Kedin, so okay, once he's done Bittel, there's no Issa Deraisa any longer. Mamela, maybe in a situation where he did Bittel, of them, there's no Issa Bali Roy any longer because it's not over the Deraisa. The Pashtus, the Knas, is based on the Issa Deraisa of being over Bali. He did his Bittel. Maybe there's no Issa of Bali Roy and Bali Motze Bechlal. So about that, there's two things to take into consideration. Number one, that's also Mefurusha Halacha in Shulchan Aruch later on. Itof Mem Ches Siv Hei. So I double Chomer a little bit. This is Kimat our case. Kimat. Somebody who finds chometz beveisu alacha pesach osir afal pisha bitloy. There's a verse in Shulchan Aruch. In Shulchan Aruch state, even though he did bitl, and even though he was not over menatoyru with his chometz, he was only over, shall we say, the din rabbanon. Now the halacha is like this: chometz which you mevatel, although menatoyru you've taken care of bali roi bali motze, but the Gemara tells us, and the sugi halacha we know, you can't rely on bittel, midrabonon you can't. Because bittel has its problems, and the Gemara says, I'm a vatel, so you have to get rid of chometz. You can't have chometz even though you've been mevatel. You can't just do bittel and keep all your chometz. So, albeit, that's only a din drabonon, minatoira bittel is good. Abash, Deitin Shulchan Aruch, Mefurish, that even though you're Makayim the Deraisa, and all you were left with is the Din Drabonon that you weren't, Boydik, and Mavayah the Chomets, you kept it after Bittel, there's still Chomash over Pesach, which is Mefurish and Lochin Shulchan Aruch. I'd like to mention, however, something about this Bittel. But before we do, I'd like to mention, however, that our case has a bit of a twist in this Din. There'll be Aloch as a Sophic between these two dinim. We saw Aloch and Sif Gimel, somebody was b'shoigeg, b'oynes, he kept his chometz totally over Pesach. Unwittingly. State Mefurush and Shulchan Aruch, it's awesome. Chometz. Sif Hei state, you did bittel, but you didn't do bedika, also awesome. Now the Be'aloch has a bit of a suffix the following case. You did your bittel, and you were shoygeg in the rest, the shoygeginess in the rest. But when you did a bedikah, we'll get to see in a minute. You did your bittul, and you intended to do the bedikah, shall we say, or the beer, and you were shoygeg, you thought you'd done it, you didn't realize you hadn't done it. So let's get clear. Oh, he was honest. He did the bittul, and although midrabbanan it's not good enough to do bittul, you have to do beer as well. But Amai was shoygeg, he didn't realize, he didn't intentionally not do it. So Rabbi Allah has a bit of a suffix about that din, which already gives us something to consider in our case. Why is that? Because this person did bittul. He was a shoygeg in the inyan of beer because he thought that he sold it to the Rav, he intended to give it to the Rav. So bittul he did, in the rest of what he was incumbent upon to do, he was b'shoygeg nichshal in that. So we've got something to consider based on this bir halacha.
Is there no shaylam? Maybe the bittul, he wasn't the battle.
Oh, now you're mentioning a very interesting shaylam. The shaylam that you're mentioning over here, I must tell you, it's a welt shaylam. It's a shaylam which midday shana v'shana is something which is absurd. And the shayla that he's mentioning the following. We're assuming that this person has done bittul because he took his machzer and he said it's called chamir of a sedafta zayin. The chaylek, the other din of the rabbonon, that once you've done bittul, you still need to get rid of it. He didn't do b'shoigig, so we're trying to consider where that falls. Not having done b'shoigig and nishkan heta, bittul and nishkan heta, but the two together, maybe. But the assumption in this sort of story would only be that this heta would only be a heta, assuming that he did bittul. And he did, because he said it in the machsa. Over here, Grisa Shaila, and this Shaila Bemis is a gewaltige machlikas amongst the Achrenim. And I say every year, I have push it in Zich, a Grisa Sophic, how to understand the pashtus of this thing. What is the Shaila? Shaila is like this. We're talking about somebody who has got chomets. He knows that he's got chomets. He's got his whiskey, he's got his whatever it is, he's got his shop. Oh, chomets! What does he do? He does it to the Mechira. He goes to the Rav. On the Machtala Alochis, Mitala Kinyonim. He pays the Rav. He said, after Zayn, he's done his Mechira's Chomets. He's taken care of. Okay. Gemach Mechira's Chomets. He's done Mechira's Chomets. I want to ask you something. This person does Bittul. And he does Mechira's Chomets. We need to ask ourselves a Shaila which troubled the Gdeile Achreinim directly. When this person does bittul, can we consider that this mechiras chometz, whether he did or didn't do the mechiras chometz, is covered by the bittul anyway? It's only a shaila of midrabonon after bittul getting rid of it, which you need the mechira for. Or no, there's a very, very strong straw to suggest not that way. Because what he goes to sell, I'm talking about chametz, knowing chametz that he knows that he's got his home, he's got his whiskies, or he's got his cake or pasta. People are selling chametz; they have a minute to sell chametz, which is having chametz at home. But I want to ask you the following question: he knows he's got the various chametz at home. On eshtei teref pesach lezot kol chamir v'chamir de'ikim v'shusi de'chazite de'libotav after the ara, and he's got thousands of pounds of investment whiskey that he's got at home. He means to mevatel it. Emes. Avadi doesn't mean to go after it. Novel's done. He's selling it. Okay. He's doing his mahalach, his mahal. But if that's true, then it's not true to say that he's got a backup of bittul for the chomets they intended to sell. This person wanted to sell his chomets. He didn't get there. So we say, okay, he never got there with the mechira, but on the other, he's got a bittul, and it was b'shoigeg, so maybe we've got this bialah, maybe we've got something to work with. But it's very, very questionable either whether somebody who has chometz who intends to sell is bechlal covered by the bittul. And the svar is adas nisernis that is not that way, because this chometz has a very, very great interest in. It's a chometz which either is going to make a lot of money. They mention who got shops and they sell the chometz. If it's not chometz, it's not Pesach, this is what they're going to fedeen from. So the book of tens of thousands of pounds they've got in the warehouse. He covers up in bittul. I made nishbittle. I made mechira. Bezeidah doesn't mechira. That's the way he's supposed to do it.
But he needs every bit of common size in his house.
Yeah.
Yeah. He wants to be in
battle. So I'm asking, he's got thousands of pounds of whiskey.
But the bottom line is, It now turns out...
It's a elachiyit. It's a muridika. Elachiyit blabd an elachiyit. So I want to tell you about this. A muridika machlikas achrinim. The Shulchan Aruch Rav says, for example, we'll converse say others, that when you do the mechira, you have to make sure 100% that your mechira is gehalten because you got bali rom and atoira in your consideration. Grashul Chanoruch state that here, you know, this is a bali rom that you've got off in Tish, And if your mechira is not eisgehalten properly, you're going to end up with a nisa deraisa. Because he understands very clearly that that which a person intentionally sells is not mavatl. You ask him honestly, are you mavatl? You're not mavatl. On the other hand, there are other gedolei achrenim. The Shulchan Aruch says so, and the Prima Godim is also mashma that way. If you're going down the mechira route, okay, but make sure that it's done properly. No compromises, because you're dealing with the Bal Yeroim in our Torah if you're going down the mechira route, because if you don't sell it, there's a chometz which you have a great interest in. As they state the Prima Godim Shulchan Aruch Araf. The Andre Gedele Achreinim was helping that your Dalek of Yerushimayim in a very famous Tuas Shoyer, when he talks about his Mechira Tuas, which is quoted by the Kama Achreinim. He talks about Mechira, and he's got a Shaila, your good Mechira, Nishkut Mechira, your Haroma, your Fashtet Nish, your Oisgehalten in Din, etc. But he says, Hayyah, is that Ba'etzim we're only dealing with the Drabonon anyway, because Ba'etzim the Bittel Ba'al Masagi, in the Drabonon the Mechira is good enough. So he clearly holds that. And the bottom line is, as you say, you may have tens of thousands of pounds in your warehouse. Every Yid Erev Pesach holds truly that if it's not sold, he doesn't want it. And Rabbi Kvegan Tshuva and Chav Gimel, a very interesting Tshuva, we don't have time to discuss Barichas. He has this discussion, the Kan and the Kan. He says, maybe what he sells is not intended for the battle. And Shpeter Zukta Nishtazuk. Shpeter Zukta, or Rabbi Zoshtai, Rabbi Kvegan, and made this battle and the Zoshtai. Rabbi Kvegan says, no. Sorry? It's better. Although you intended to sell it, and you had an interest, your ganze business is tail of them. The ganze geld is tail of them. The end of the day, ya elch yid halt. If this chometz is b'shaylev balirah, I don't want it, and he means to cover it as well. So whether this chometz, which intends to sell, is subject to the ma'aser bittel, is a meridik machlekes achreinim. Shulchan Aruch Rav and Prima Godim holds it isn't, because this is a chometz, he has an interest, he's going down the mechira route, and he doesn't need to be mevatel. If you ask him honestly, do you mean all this whiskies that you're chesish, that you're storing up for so many years to be mevatel, is it hefker ka'afra da'ara? No, but I'm selling it. And Andra Chaylam Haltenay, at the end of the day, if it comes down to the fact that this Bechir didn't work, so back to our Shaila. This Shaila, this person intended to sell his chometz. I shipped the envelope to the roof. He didn't sell the shtar, never got there. So we've got a Shaila, okay, he was b'shoigin getting rid of it, but he did bittel. And once he's done bittel and it was b'shoigin getting rid of it, there may be what to be done over here, because the B'alach has got this off at that. Once you've done bittel and he was shoigin in the rest, maybe it's okay. But it's very questionable as to whether this is considered having done bittel b'chlal. He didn't do bittel. We're talking about somebody who was aware what he had. He didn't do bittel because he wanted to sell it. He wanted to use it after Pesach. His business is tail on this. Oh, but the Das of Rikivega, Chua Shoir and Andra Avade did do bittle. At the end of the day, Mavatlot of Mavatl Gaven. He was shaking and not selling it. If they want to be done, they was only the feel of Bealocha, this inconvenience in Bealocha, Vadai bittle, Mitsofik, and getting rid of it. There's what to work on of it. There's a sugi to discuss. Legabe this Sofik of Bealocha, I just want to, with the time's getting late, just want to get to one or two other points about this child. It's a very interesting discussion. This discussion that the Bialocha has, of somebody who did bittel, and he was shaking and getting rid of it. Chazal said, not good enough to do bittel. In Shulchan Aruch, in Sif Hei Shteik before us, you did bittel, it's not good enough. Doesn't save the Issa of Chomash or Pesach. But he wanted to get rid of it. He didn't shaking come, he didn't realize the Chomash he had, the Bialocha's Chomash, whatever it was. It was a shaking. He said, Bialocha's got to suffer whether the two together is mutter or not. The emissary of Bialocha himself says, that it depends a little bit on a very interesting machalikas achroinim in this halacha where he did bittel. It's amazing din. What would you say, Rabbi Yisrael, if somebody did bittel and he did bedika? He did everything that he's supposed to do and he finds chometz after Pesach. What? And alzgid beikul kedin and beer kedin and he finds a loaf of bread nochdim. Can happen. Is it mutter or not mutter? Hat Chomes gab noch Pesach? Nicht verkauft, unverkauft. Nothing. In gewohnt steht es wieder verkaufen. Verkaufen, I wanted to tell you a little secret. The verkaufen is something which was, I can't say modern history, it's a gewohnt, people had Chomes and they had to keep it at the storehouses. In gewohnt steht es, Sachen mit Chiris Chomes. In gewohnt steht, what you need to do is, Chazal, Masakim, Bedikim, Bir, Yedikim, Bir, and Bittl, you sort it. And Etzach Chum is not Pesach. No, he did everything he needs to do.
Why would it matter?
So I want to tell you, it's an amazing din. Veda. I want to read you a be'alocha v'shem reiv g'day l'achreinav. It's takam, read the kechidish this. Mishra Brura this, straight on the page. Veda, the kam achreinav kosvu. Da afilu boda gam ken kiminogenu. V'nibza chomas l'achra pesach, gam ken osu bahanoa. D'loi chilku badovo. V'yesh me'achreinav shemekilin, ma'havar ilo mevad, he did apel kidin. He did everything he was supposed to do. That's a good truff. That's it in the pashtas. Many achreinim hold nishtazoy. The ganze list of yirot that Be'er Locha brings. Pichodosh eli rabbi no yudach as in soifin shulchan orchav mekoyer chayim ala halkna is also even if anything gedin. And I want to tell you a little secret. Rabbi Kivega himself, Mishabur didn't bring it because he didn't have this Rabbi Kivega. Rabbi Kivega chayle gedalat says, he says an amazing thing. He says you should advise everybody to do a mechiras chometz. He writes various takonos of mechiras chometz. He should advise everybody, you know why? Because if he just does the regular Aloch Shulchan Aruch and he finds something after Pesach, it is an also. So Reb Kveger, on this Shira, do a Mechiras Chomos to cover Akaponim. And Meritike Machlekes, even if you did Medika and Biyurka Aloch, whether it's Mutter afterwards. And the Aloch himself says before, if you hold like those Achroinim, that if you've done everything Kaloch, it's also afterwards, Avad, it won't help to say it was a Shogig in the Medika's Chomos after Bittl. Oh, but, so that will depend. Richard Bruce says that, but mokimach tzoyrich, not achila. There's more to be done. In other words, like this, just to stake stock, because I'd like to mention another very important prat that there is in this case halacha lemaisa. So far we've got the following scenario: this person forgot to sell it, intended to sell it, forgot to sell it. Whether that's included in bittul or not is a grace of machlokes. If it's not included in bittul, then Izuka doesn't have anything to work with. Then Avada is also after Pesach. You go to Shulchan Aruch, Rav and Prima Godin, that what you intend to sell, you're not mevatel. Unka bittul, even if it was oynus mamash, state in Sif Gimel, whoever didn't deal with his chometz, even if it was the oynus, it's after Pesach. So if it's not included in the bittul, afile goin oynus, Avada is also. But if you go with a Reb Kivega, and it's for a show that it is bittul, v'la'elech yidnus l'chalamases, Avad intends to do the bittul, he has a bittul, he was a show gig in the din d'rabbono to get rid of it. Yesh ma'alodun, although, according to those achreinu who hold that even after b'dika and bittul, he did everything, it's also Avad of etzainos. That's this chilek of the story. There's one extra prat about this that I'd like to mention, b'ktzorah, and that's the following. Pashtas taka, adkan, it's very questionable, certainly to eat it, he won't be allowed to, because the Be'alocha, the Mishabruah's hachra of somebody who did Bedika and Bittl, you can be makel to sell it, Bahanah, but not to eat it. So even if you did everything Kedin, so this won't be better than that. You won't be able to use it. Efshe, but Mokum Hefzid, he can sell it on. But there's another very important twist to this story, which is also very relevant. What happened? This person wanted to go to the Rav and sell his chometz. He never got there. It's forgotten. He had it in his things. It was told that if Yontem Ishtar stayed at home. Or, this person asked somebody to do it for him. Is it Nishongu coming to the Rav? I want to tell you a little bit about the practice of the Rav by Mechiras Chomets generally. Everyone's got his own Kabbalah over Cyrus. But the Rabbonim generally include in their Shtar and include to the Goy. They tell him a very interesting kind of a consideration in this Mechira, which is also a grace of Achlikas amongst the Achreinim. It's only for the guy like this. I've been commissioned to sell this to you on behalf of many people, but I'm not limiting this kinyan only to those people who have asked me. I want to be mezakeh many other people with this mechira as well. It's a very interesting concept. I'm meridike machalikas amongst the achreinim, whether you can do a zochin, a zechia, for a person to be mezakeh mechira, even for somebody who didn't do it. That means it's very shchiach bismaneinu, various places amongst the fry place in Eretz Yisrael, the various rabbanut, shtoros and others, afil andre botei din, chakoyfim fa'ala. Sell everything. Everything in Yerushalayim, they sell every kiosk in Yerushalayim, whether he did sign up, whether he didn't sign up. Every place says all the chomos that there is in his town, all the chomos in his vicinity. Amoyi dekashayla. That means this nidden, whether you can sell chomets to be zeicher for somebody who didn't ask you to do so, is a muridike machlokes. Well, so the time is a little bit late and I'm not going to be marich about this. It's a very interesting discussion. Can you sell something for somebody because it's good for you? You can give something to somebody because it's good for him. Can you get rid of something because it's good for him? There's no such thing as zochin to fakoif in episode zach. You've got a good deal for yenim, you go and sell his house for him, what's good for him? I feel it's taka zochin. There's no such thing as zochin to discharge his nechassim. That's the thing it says. When the chassim sefer state in Hilchas Chomos Pesach, it's a dove of poshut, which does not need any further consideration. Abadi can do zochin for somebody else to sell his chomos for him. Poshut, you can do so. Oh, he's getting everything. He's got everything to gain and everything to lose. After Pesach, he can use it, otherwise he lost everything. Abadi, there's no bigger zochin than to sell his chomos for him. And Ohelam Azan, Ohelam Abo. Nishtha is sold for Averi, it's also for afterwards. You can't get it. Abadi, it's a grace of zochin. The question is, can I sell your chosim for your gain? A grace of shayla. It's kama gedoli achreinu magahalfna yikenyo. But it's like this. When you're dealing with prior stores, le'aleinu, people who don't want you to sell it, so then there's a discussion whether you could do a zochin to override his evil wish, he's not interested. Can you do zochin for him against his wish or against his interest? Agreis Hashem. But here we're talking about somebody who wanted to sell it. He wanted you to sell on his behalf. He had the shtai, clear. And to chavad the gevolt. So here, be'emez, le'das kama gedoli achreinim, avadet, assuming that the Rav, in our case, that's the case. I go, I always ask that the Goy should buy it on behalf of those who asked, and those who wanted to ask, and those who wanted to give the shtar and lost the shtar. The Allah was willing, Avada, the Mechir was all Zayin. When Asach Yudei Lachrim Haltna, you can do a Zechir, even if you're selling something, Nishvidik Tzayis, Asach Haltna, you can do a Zochim. So what there is to consider to save this person, with the whiskers and everything else that he had, Mitzad bitl ambiu, we've got a shayla. Is it your bitl? Is it your yes bitl? No bitl is the question. And even if there was bitl ambiu, is a question. If he had it after Pesach, Asach Achrein Malti, if he did everything, then he had the question that whether you can eat it after Pesach or not. But we've got a greater backup over here, and the greater backup over here is that there's a zochin, was Asach Achrein Malti, that you can do a zochin. And certainly in a case where someone is in Privigodim state, beginning of Tofel Amadalet, if someone was Megaladas that he wanted, Avada, he can do a zochin for him. But the zochin Megaladas, he put a star. He didn't give it to you, but he put a star. Yeah. I'll say that you can do a zochin. There's a genug to make a zochin. I feel it for Yen. I feel it take his money. Yen again. Yeah. I can put him. It's a giladas, Kevin. So we made over here, there's a grace of grounds to be able to be makel on this person who forgot to do the mechira on the back of that, assuming that the Rav did it of them oifen. If there is grep with the goy that he's selling, this doesn't matter, it's a richtig azach. Assuming that he did not say it's no, most minhik and most people to do the zochin for the people who want it. To do the zochin, yes. To say something, this does it. He wants to spoil the envelope to the Rav. I want to finish off in 2 minutes, because you can't do justice, but the Kavaltige Shtikel was done in Torah Chaim about the Dalet Kosis. I'll tell you, Shtikel Remez, everybody say Mamash Biktorah, because we've got to the end of this discussion, and I don't want to wait. Everyone's waiting to hear the Choshev Choson to say his Torah. About a minute and a half, the Gate Azai. We learned, just want to tell them that not everybody realizes, what is gelaint on the first day of Yontif, that the Moshe of Bnei Yisrael, Shehayah B'Mitzrayim, was how long? 430 years. They should have a full posik in the Torah. Meir Zen Gevoint is 400 years. So you ain't 430 years. The Rabbans of Rishon have got cheshbonos about how you get to 430 years. And posik ain't 430 years. Now he says like this. Do you know why we have four cases of Geula? So pastors, Geula, do you know this 86 story? Rather, after to study this Victorah, he says like this. Because if you take the 430 years, the Koshi Hashibut was only the last 86 years, from when Miriam was born. The last 86 years, as you know, it's called Miriam al-Shem, the Kosh Hashem, with 86 years. 344 years out of the 430 years, get to Mitzrayim. They didn't have any Kosh Hashem, they were incarcerated in Mitzrayim, but it wasn't difficult, they had a relatively easy kind of a stay. So there is we have to take four cases. Why? In order that we should be mizbeinan, that Be'etzim, the Golos, could have been a bitter 430 years. It could have been far worse than it was. the Ribbono Shel Olam deducted 80% of this 430 years and gemacht lechte yorn, gemacht gute yorn. People came and many people died in that 430. Didn't struggle. They didn't suffer with the Kodesh HaShibud. We have to appreciate that even Teich the Shver Golus, there was a chilek, a gevaltige rachmim, a gevaltige chesed, because it could have been al pi gzeiras hamokim, it could have been a lot worse. He says the Teres Chaim of the Mazbeim, as it started in the Pashas Vayigash, Yosef stated in the past, I'm going to shtickle this, it's not for now, we don't do justice, but he says, Yosef said that the Arba Yodos should be for you, uchamishes echad leparoi. Yosef at the Ezgestelt, that what's going to be from this Golos is 4/5 is yours, 1/5 is leparoi, 344 years is for you, 86 doesn't sound leparoi. That was the Cheshbon. Okay. Is two things we need to take from this. First of all, I mentioned that Amatzah for Natsora Lelino, a difficulty. He has to appreciate, the situation is a lot better than it could have been. But after drinking cases of the Golos, which 4/5 of it is in Ishgivin al Zushvet. But the Ikah, I just want to tell you about is that last part of this, what's with the fifth kos? There's a fifth kos also. You know when you drink the fifth kos? Kos Shel Eliyo. What's the kos Shel Eliyo? So that the Kishiyo Eliyo Anovi will be able to drink the kos on the 86 years of kos Yashibud and Ma'uch Vashtein and also give me a Gavaltik Toiv. We can drink the vial on 4/5 with Rebbein Shalom was Marachim on us and didn't make it difficult. The fifth kos blipped till the time will come when we'll be able to sing and drink in of the fifth kois of Hashtein, of the 86 years, that's the oisper of the Cheshmer Teres Chaim. 4/5 we drink, even in the situation of Shibut. On the fifth kois, the Rebbein Shem is on his health and Beis Hashem. I'm so can and drink in the fifth kois, Mekorev, and we can and sing in Shira of Alz, the Kol Yemecha Yenu Beis Hashem.